walked ahead of his animal in the river. And Nofumunei, the animal fell out of his hands. So also, what did the person do? I say so, they went to fetch a basket, he threw it into the water, like to pick up to fetch the head. And as the train came up two heads. So, Omar Rav. Then Rav said, Avdi Nami Hochi. Is this normal to happen that you lose one head and you find two heads? It must be that there was another head there before. If so, Asrinu Nale, Rav said it's also. So, Chura, why this is called like Bosa Shina Salomon Ayin? And again, you lost one and you found something else. So therefore, it's also. And on this, Omale Rav Kana Ravasi the Rav. Rav Kana and Ravasi both said back to Rav, the Sura Shriche, the Terula Shriche. Even Enochnami found another head, but so what? Who said the other head is the Sura? Maybe it's the Terah, just like you say it's Issa, maybe it was the Terah. It's more Shriya to say there were other pieces of Heta to commit. Omalahu, so Rav said back, the Sura Shriche Tveino, you should know it's more Shriya to be like the Nisadik head. You have fell into the ocean, into the river. But I call upon him, this is Rav's Pshat, which you see, the reason why he said it's also is because it was Bosesh and Solomon Ryan. So Mora says, if Salvachi Mechlolo, my, if it's only a Klala proof like it, even though he didn't say it clearly, but the it's a pretty good proof. So why can't you bring a good proof in? Like what's Mechlolo just means, you want to bring a proof from what he said, but he didn't really say it. It should be like he really said it. Samara says, no, I'll tell you a parvost of the Chavim Hevei. But here we're talking about a port that was around the Goyisha city. And therefore, it's more Shchiach here maybe to have Yisura. But maybe other places where it'll be Shchiach to have Hetera and Echanamni. Maybe Rav also is not afraid of Bosesh and Salamanayin. The Samara says, Teda, bring your proof. The Komalu, because Rav answered back and said, the Yisura Shchiach Hetfei, that it's more Shchiach, more probably, that Enissa was here. So you see, clearly we're talking about a place where there are more Goyim than Jews. So that's why Rav said it was also. They saw it could be, have no proof from here that Rav holds the sheet of Bosesh and Solomon Ayin. That's like the law. We take a possible like that Bosesh and Solomon Ayin is like also. So Mora says, Ela Rav Hechi Ocha Bisro. Now it's a kash on Rav. Rav holds that Bosesh and Solomon Ayin is also. So how did Rav ever eat meat? Hechi Ocha Bisro. So the Chura, is it possible to say you watch it every second? So Mora says yes. B'shaitad le'olameinim in Enochanami. He made sure to watch it. Rashi says miyad kishenishkat. Right after the man shchit, he always watched Enochanami. Did not take his eyes away. It was always a shame. It was always being watched. And he boys him. Not else if you want, I'll tell you. B'tzair v'chasumei. Like right after they made the shchit, he wrapped it up and he made a chasim and made a sign on it. Therefore, he's not afraid anymore for Bosesh and Solomon that should be exchanged because he wrapped it up and he had a siman on it. He made a chasimah on it. If the chasum means he signed it, v'nami b'simno, or else the way he cut the meat. He had a sign the way he cut the meat. And if he heard the rabbah barafuna, machtech loy atlos hakanoso, if he cut the meat on the three corners of it. That was the siman, that's kosher meat. That's also a way to do it. And now you're not afraid of Bosesh and Solomon. We're not afraid it got exchanged since it has a siman on the meat itself. Now the Gemara says, Rav Hevi Kozu Levei Rav Chonin Chasnei. Rav was traveling to his son-in-law's house, Rav Chonin. Chozi Mavrut Kosi, so he saw the ferry was coming close to him. Kolosi Lapi. His Omri said, Mavru Kosi Liapi, that the ferry's coming close to me. Yoyme Tovu Lagoi, it's a good day. The Chur will soon see this. The Chur will have a nochesh. Now, when I say this, we said the Chur, it's a good simon. Rashi says, simon tevu. L'yoyvrid rochim. Kishim averis bo l'krosim aleyim. Kodim shizimnum. Yom tevlem. Beveis l'shpizim. B'yoyis alaylo. Kishilaynu. It's a good simon. So that happened was, Ozal Sarav went to his son-in-law. Kom avova. He was knocking, but he was by the door. Oidek bebizo. The doshi. He looked through the crack. Rashi says, hits. Derech Sedek Shebedelis. There was a crack in the door, and Rav looked through the crack. And Chazi Chayusa Tatal, you saw a piece of meat that was hanging there. So now, Torah Fabovo, Rav knocked at the door. Nofek also Kuli Yamliate, everybody came out to see Rav. And also Tavchi Nami, and the Tabach, the butcher, also came out to see Rav. So Chorubi Yishalom, now that the meat inside the house But be the chul like Bosa, Shina Salam Benayin, everyone who's coming outside, nobody kept looking at the meat. So the happen was that Rav, therefore, Loyolam Rav Einiminei, Rav did not take his eyes off that meat. And Omalu, now Rav told to the butcher like, Iko Hashtiv, not for me, Sefisa Lui Suru Livni Bratam. You would have given a tray for meat like Osadeka meat to give my daughter's children to eat. Because if it wasn't for me, this would have been a Bosach and a Solomon Ayan. That's Rav Lishitosa, that the meat would be off, so you have to be afraid. Maybe it was exchanged for a tray for meat. But the Mara still says that Layochu Rav Mihu Bis, Rav did not eat from this meat. So the question is, my time, what's the reason why didn't Rav eat from it? If because it was unwatched. So Mara says, no. It's not true. Rav did not take his eyes off it. Rav always watched it. So Shinaf Binisav Bosach and Solomon Ayan. Elo Dinochish, Elamai, because Dinochish. He said, like Rashi says, Amar Brud Yosli Yapid Yom Yemetav Logoi, since he said it would be a good day for us. So therefore, he didn't want to eat from the meat. He was afraid of the Nochish, of the thing that he said. There's like good luck charm. This good luck that he said. That's why he didn't want to eat from it. So Morris says, no. V'om Rav, Rav himself says that Kol Nachash, and it's like a good luck thing. Sheinuk Eliezer Eved Avrom, it's not like Eliezer Eved Avrom. Or Kiyonisen Ben Shol, this ain't a Nachash, it's not also. Rashi says it means Kol Nachash Sheinoi. Soimichol of Mamish, anything you're not really relying upon this good luck. Like Eliezer Eved Avrom. Shim Toshkeni Adabebo. Like there Eliezer made a real sign to say, she gives me to drink, and I'll talk with her. V'yimlav, if not, I won't talk with her. That's a shail of Nochish. Or else, Kiyonisen Ben Sholim, Yomro Leinu, Olive Leinu, he made these simonim, if they'll say this, we'll really do it. That's a shail that it should be Yosa. Well, I tell you, that's the question, V'yimtaim, if so, Heich Nichosh, how was Yonison able to do it? V'yeshleim, the Lazarus of Nariyom, Yonah did Lazarus of Nazatsmoy. Otherwise, it would have come up anyway. I tell you, for also, by Eliezer, that kolayim of parshas mechashev ben noach muzer olov, even ben noach is also. Yishleim adhu tana sabud leinosan lo atzmidim achigid loy basmihi, that he didn't give it to her until later in Echanami. It wasn't a real nachash. But I call upon him, the Easter nachash would only be in this case where you're really, really semech on it. But here Rav was not really semech on this good luck. In fact, the fairy came towards him. So Sol Sakash, how come Rav did not eat from the meat? So my answer is, Elo, the case was, Sudas Horoshus Evei. Well, Sudas Rashi says, Bas Tam Chochem, but it was to an Amoritz. And that's only called the Sudas Horoshus. And therefore, Rav Le Mithani Mesudas Horoshus, Rav did not want to eat from the Sudas Horoshus. It wasn't called the Sudas Mitzvah, he didn't want to eat from it. Nothing more says, Rav Bodek B'Mavro. Rav used to check out by the ferry. Rashi says, in Mezumenes Loi Ozo, being Bakushi Moitzel Yozel, Rav used to have a simile. If he found the ferry easy, he would go. If not, he wouldn't go with it. Shmuel Bodek Besafro. Shmuel would check out a sefer to check if he should go or not. And Reb Yochanan Bodek Binuk used to ask the kid. Rashi says Sholei Psukli. He used to tell him, say a posik, and according to that posik, to see whether it's kedai for him to go or not. So more stuff like this. Kula Shani the Rav, when Rav was alive, have because of Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon of Eretz Yisrael, when he used to send a letter to Rav, he would write like this, Lekadem Rabbeinu Shem Bovol, I'm sending this to my Rebbe, the Rabbeinu in Bovol, which was Rav. Kinoch Navshe, when Rav was Nifta, have because of Lishmur, Rabbi Yechonon spoke to Shmuel, Lekadem Chavrinu Shem Bovol, like to my colleague in Bovol. He didn't give him that much respect. Is Omash, Shmuel said to himself, Lo Yodoli Midi, the Rabbi, I know. Don't they know that I'm a Rebbe? Like, how come they don't give me respect also? Rashi says, Lo Yochel Lechapesh Dover, Sheyani Boki Boy, Vuloi Shonavi Rabbi. Isn't there anything that I can be a Rebbe of Rabbi Yechonon? So therefore, Ano Kosa, he sent to them back that Shodele Yibur the Shishan Shani. He sent them how to make the Ibur for the next 60 years. After Chochma from Ibur Hashona. So Oma, so Yechonon sent back and said, Hashdo, not such a big thing. He knows how to make a cheshbon, that's all. But that wasn't enough to call him a Rebbe. So what happened was, Kosav Shodalei Tleisa Gamli Sveika Trefusa. Shmuel sent back to Rabbi Yechonon shilas, 13 camels worth, had to carry all the shilas that he had. That's how many shalas he wrote back. Halacha is about Sophic Eifers, Timaeus, and El Trefus, Rashi says. In Zomer, when Rabbi Yochanan got this, now Rabbi Yochanan said, Isle Rabba Bovel, yes, there is a Rav in Bovel. Like now he's Maskim, Shmuel should be like his Rav. So Ezel Echsa, Rabbi Yochanan wants to go see Shmuel. So Omalei, Rabbi Yochanan, before he was birthed, by asking a kid. So Omalei Nuki, yes, the kid. Possibly Psekecha, tell me a Possek. Omalei said, the Possek says it's Shmuel Meis. He said over the Possek that says it's Shmuel Meis. So Omalei, Rabbi Yochanan said to himself, Shmamino, Nachnashi the Shmuel, it's a proof that Shmuel died. And therefore I'm not going to go up to see him. And the Gemara says, "V'loy, it wasn't really true. Really, lo shachu Shmuel. Shmuel did not die. Elik yechud lo litrach Rabbi Yechon. This only happened because Hashem and the Shemarim didn't want to make Rabbi Yechon matriach himself to go to earth, to go to Bavel. That's what happened." Now the Gemara says, "Tanya lo like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, bei bayis tinek v'isha. Afo pi shein nochosh ye simin. Even though there's no isha nochosh, but there is a simin." Rashi says, "Bona bayis, if you build a house, or another like den, or nos isha." Apa pish and always says, "Shaosa nachash." Listen, no nachash, but ye simin simna biyama heve miu di matzliach bischer rishir. If the first business deal you do, achash after you build a house, or else after you have a kid, or after you got married, that simnu shalach matzliach be matzliach viloy. And but your first deal you make, you don't have a tzlocha. Our yago losses yesim that don't go out too much. She has lochish leistir. You see, you won't be matzliach. So these are three simonim. If you build your house, if you have your first kid, and if you marry. Now, Omer Reb Leza, vudi ischazik losesim. It has to be. It happened three times. Rashi says it's liach or leistliach. That happened three times. The Sivit says Yosef enenu b'shimon enenu ves binyama tikach. It happens three times. That's a simon. Rashi says, "Areish daim, oim loy binyam tikhu miyad olai al kolonu v'enu chotzor v'shein v'veras olai." So mashma three times. That's like a chazaka. Boy minei rafuna merav ba charuzin mahu. The charuzin Rashi says, "Nosan bosa be charuzin v'nisalim minayin." What's going to be? So the charuzin means if you have pieces of meat that were strung together, the string goes through them. Is that a good simon? So he says, yes. So my or Malay Alte Shah, don't be a fool. Becharuzna raise a simon, about that's a good simon. And Melo, you don't have to be afraid of Bosh and Salomonayin. And you could yarn me something like this. Omarafun Marab, the Charuzna, you have pieces of meat that were strung together. I raise a simon, that's called a good simon. Rav Nachman min Adoi ikloy lagabi Rav Kana lefun Nahara. Rav Nachman min Adoi went to visit Rav Kana from lefun Nahara. But Malo Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur. Also Orve, so it happened there, ravens, birds came, showed the kavdi the kalise, threw down liver and kidneys. Omelet, he said to him, Shokov Yochi, let us take this meat and eat it. We didn't know today that Teresh Chicha Tvei, because today there's a lot of heads that can meet around. Rashi said, the Yoim, the Hayoim, Roiv Shestim Yisrael Heim, Lesofa Treif Le Chashinim, the Roiv Bemis and the Treifis. Therefore, let us eat from this. Rav Chia Bar Avin, Isvid Le Kakasha. He lost the intestines of his animal, they died by the barrels. So Osla came with the Rafuna. Omalei, Islechos Simon of Gavad, you have a good simon if you'd find them to say these are the same ones you lost. Omalei Loi, he said, no, I have no simon in these intestines. Islechot Tvis, Eina Begavay, can you recognize it though? Can you tell how it looks? Omalei, in yes. And came the soul Zilshot, the Yat Tvis, if you could look at it and recognize it, that's also a good enough simon. You'll have to keep it to say it's the same one you lost. You don't have to be afraid it's a different one. Rav Chanina Chuzoi Isavid Lei Gaba de Visra. He lost also a side of a piece of meat, a side of an animal. Osla Kaimadar of Nakin from Nakhman Omalu. Istakwa Simna Begara, you have a simon? Omle Loi, no, I have no clear simonim. I have no real sign. But Istakwa Tvi is Eina Begara, do you have a good, can you recognize it? Omle in, yes. Imkeni said, Zilshko, you have right to take it. A Tvi sign also helps. Rav Nosam Bar Abaya Isavid Lei Kibura Titchilta. He lost a ball of like blue wool, tchelis. So Osla came with the Rav Chizda Omalei. Islacha Simno Gver, do you have a sign for it? Omalei Loi. Islacha Tviyasein of Gver, do you have a? Can you recognize it with your eyes? Omalei in yes. And Kevin says Zilshkel, you have right to say it's the same tchelis that you lost. It's kosher tchelis. You don't have to be afraid to be called Elon. Omer Rav said like this. Meresha at the beginning, having many used to say, Sim Nadifa Mitzvah, and I used to think if you have a clear sim and a good sign, that's better than just that you can recognize it. And that's called Sim Nadifa Mitzvah Seina. To a Madrina Aveda to be Simona, because we return an Aveda with Simonim, but Le Madrina to be Yosa Eina, we don't return it with Stam if somebody recognizes it. But now, Hashtu the Sheminlu, Shemaita Mina, Tzvi Yisein Adifa. Now we hear now that really Tzvi Yisein, if somebody recognizes it, that's even better than giving a Simon. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape.